Hello, good morning. My name is Joe, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Miss, I am not selling anything. I am conducting a survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation, okay?
Racism. Okay?
No, I'm conducting a survey.
I was like, hey, well, my opinion, it is structural racism. I don't really have anything else to say other than that. But
okay.
I don't have time.
Ma'am, you don't have time right now? Maybe because I think, you know, ma'am, this is about a lot of the surveys, it's about racism in the country right now. So can I just start? Maybe you could stop wherever you want to stop, okay? Okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or a 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Okay. What is your age to make sure that I am speaking to an adult?
Greater than 25.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Race is a social construct. I'm African American.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10, thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent, or something
neither.
Else?
Neither.
Okay.
Yep.
And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read a list. Pick the two that you feel are most important, okay? Healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, and immigration and border security. Out of what I just read, which two do you feel that are most important in next year's congressional elections?
That is crazy. All of them are important, but I would say probably the education of our children who will be leading this country, and then the racial discrimination. It was like the second one you read after healthcare.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It is the second one. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Of the job? Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're actually staying about the same.
Okay. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I'd probably say very often.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Maybe not often.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Okay. Now, Miss, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50, very, that you don't feel warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100. Joe Biden.
I'm warm.
No, like from 0 to
100.
Like 0 to 100. 0 means that you're unfavorable?
80.
Okay. What about the National Rifle Association? If you've never heard...
That's a
0, okay. What about Black Lives Matter?
That's 100.
100? What about Cornel West?
I don't think I know who that is.
Okay. What about Tim Scott? Cornell, yes. C-O-R-N-E-L, Cornell West. Have you heard of him?
Oh, Cornell West. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Cornell. Yeah. Cornell, okay. Okay. So, do you have a feeling of...
I figure I'm in college all the time. I'm much wrong.
Yeah, so good things to say.
Sure. Like 65.
60. Wait,
I can't read Biden more than him. Go ahead.
What about Tim Scott?
Kim? Tim.
T-I-M. Tim Scott.
Like 40.
What about... the Republican Party.
30.
What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
So it's the actual conference?
Yeah, the Leadership Conference, the organization.
I don't know the organization.
Okay, and Donald Trump?
0.
0. Okay, now moving forward, I do want to thank you for taking your time to, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today,
uh-huh.
and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
What?
Okay.
Is Cornel West running? He should be an advisor. I don't know if he should be president. I'd probably still be fine with Biden, to be honest.
Okay, so you say, okay, what about, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Worried.
Very or somewhat?
Very. It's not somewhat.
Okay. Now, We're almost... I'd like you to read some, I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. America is on the path to another civil war.
I don't think I agree.
So you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
What about gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country? Do you agree or disagree?
I know. Oh my God. That's a God thing. That is not something for me to decide. I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, what about the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society?
Strongly agree.
Okay, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
American democracy is under major threat now.
I lost you.
I'm sorry?
It broke up.
American democracy is under major threat now.
Yeah, agree.
Agree, okay. What about racism against black people is a big problem in today's society?
Strongly agree.
And your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
My heritage, tradition is under attack? Ah.
Yeah.
No, my rights are strongly disagree.
Okay, moving forward. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
The second one.
The second one. So that would be statement B. Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving forward. Now, I'm at 75% finished, okay? I'm going to start reading a little bit faster. So, okay, I'm going to read you a list of the things that some people say are important to our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Police that treat everyone the same.
You said, I'm so sorry. 10 means what?
It is extremely important, 5 somewhat important, 0 not important at all.
Ten.
What about ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting?
10.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
Ideal. Don't even like the way that's phrased.
You could use any number between 0 to 10. Any number.
I would say 8.
8. What about freedom to protest against the police or government?
10.
And immigration to this country?
10.
What about...
freaking pilgrims and they're trying to decide who can immigrate where.
What about the right to bear arms? 5. Okay, once again, the right to bear arms, if you think it is not important at all, 5 is somewhat important, and 10 it is extremely important.
I mean, I think talking about the gun laws and how we control them is important. Right.
This is what some people are saying, that it is important for our democracy to survive. That's what this is about. Okay?
Oh, to survive.
Yes,
no,
to survive. Yes.
Not. Yeah, 0.
0. Okay. And equal economic opportunity for all.
Yeah. 10.
Okay. Now moving forward, I'm at 90% finished. I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 you somewhat agree, and 0 you do not agree with this statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat or not at all?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel about this?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. Over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections. Where 0, not at all motivated, 10, you're extremely motivated. Any number between there? 10. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, the last year?
Doctorate.
You have a doctor's degree?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single? Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably moderate.
Moderate. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week? And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And this is the last question, ma'am. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, Miss, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.